We're working through a series of studies on the attributes of God. And last time we were together, we did God's truthfulness. And there are two attributes that go hand in hand. A lot of the books cover them together. Right along with truthfulness is God's faithfulness. And so some books put them together. We've split them apart. Tonight's topic is going to be God's faithfulness. How many of you have ever seen in person, up close, Old Faithful? Yellowstone National Park. So some of you have. I never have. Okay, I've read about it. You say, what does Old Faithful do? It goes off about how many times a day? It's a geyser. Okay, how many times a day does it go off? Roughly 20. Okay, goes off 20 times a day. Each time is approximately 3 minutes, and the eruptions are 90 minutes apart. And it's fairly faithful. How faithful? About 90% of the time, it follows that pattern. What do you think? 90%, is that faithful? I mean, what if your car ran 9 out of 10 days? Would you be pleased with that? Ward, what do you think? Would you consider that a faithful? Not the 10th day. What if your furnace ran 9 out of 10 days in the winter? Would you be pleased with that? I don't think I would. So even Old Faithful is 90% faithful only, which is interesting. We're grateful that God's much better than that. Tonight we're going to talk about God's faithfulness. Here's our definition. God will always do what He has said and fulfill what He has promised. He always will, okay? So we have two initial main points. Number one, God will always do what He has said. We can take Him at His word. So when you open up your Bible and you read that God has said something, you can have complete confidence. It's not like 90% like Old Faithful. Just an example from 1 Samuel 15:29. The glory of Israel, that's the Lord, will not lie or change His mind, for He is not a man that He should change His mind. The Lord is someone who you can take at His word. He's faithful. Numbers 23:19 puts it this way. God is not a man that He should lie, nor a son of man that He should repent. Has He said, will He not do it? Or has He spoken, will He not make it good? You know, sometimes we promise things, and I don't mean lie. Sometimes we promise things, and we just don't do it. Through the years, as my kids were growing up, every now and then, hopefully not often, I'd promise one of the girls I'm going to do something, and then it'd be like, hey, Dad, you said we're going out to do this or that. And I would just be like, oh, I forgot about it, okay? That would be a lack of faithfulness. God is not like that, okay? When God speaks, He makes it good. That's Numbers 23:19. Psalm 33:4 says, the word of the Lord is upright, and all His work is done in faithfulness. Notice the parallel there, that God's word is upright, and there's faithfulness there at the end of that verse. So number one, God will always do what He has said. We can take Him at His word. Not one another, always, unfortunately. But thankfully, God is always faithful. Number two, not only will God always do what He has said, we can take Him at His word. Number two, God will always fulfill what He has promised. We can rely on Him. So just a couple verses related to this, beginning with Psalm 32 and verse 4. The rock, His work is perfect, for all His ways are just. A God of faithfulness and without injustice, righteous and upright is He. So we can be absolutely confident that God is faithful, okay? Making it very, very clear. The idea of a rock, something that's unmoving, that's consistent, that's constant. Okay? It says in Psalm 36:5, your loving kindness, O Lord, extends to the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the skies. That word, loving kindness, it's probably for a lot of us, we don't know many Hebrew words, but if you know maybe a handful of Hebrew words, this would be one. God's hesed, God's covenant loyalty, your loving kindness, His faithfulness to His people, extends to the heavens And in parallel, your faithfulness reaches to the skies. God is a faithful God. If he promises something, he'll do it. It says in Hebrews 11:11, by faith, even Sarah herself received ability to conceive, even beyond the proper time of life, since she considered him faithful who had promised. So here is the Lord making to Sarah a promise that she's going to have a son. Biologically, that's impossible. She's beyond that time of life. But if God says something is going to happen, it's going to happen. Not because Sarah's faithful, but because the Lord is faithful. So we have these two key points. God will always do what he has said, and God will always fulfill what he has promised. That's faithfulness. Now, faithfulness in and of itself is not always a blessing, right? I mean, guys, there are some things that are faithful, and I'm not sure I'm happy about it. You say, give me one. How about the IRS, okay? They faithfully collect taxes, right? They faithfully take our money, and sometimes our government is spending it on things we don't even agree with, okay? And you say, at least they're faithful. Yeah, and that's not a blessing. God's faithfulness is a great blessing if your faith is in Jesus Christ. Now, if your faith's not in Jesus Christ, I got to be careful how I say this. If your faith is not in Jesus Christ, for your benefit, I hope God is not faithful. Because if your faith is not in Jesus Christ, then God has promised that you are under his wrath. He that hath the Son hath life. He that hath not the Son hath not life, but the wrath of God abides on him. And that means God will faithfully judge everyone who does not put faith in Jesus. But I would hope that all of us, our faith is in Jesus Christ. And with that in mind, our third and final point, God's faithfulness is a great comfort to his people. If you're a believer, if you have turned from your sin and put your faith in the person and work of Jesus Christ, God's faithfulness ought to be an incredible source of comfort. You say, in what way? Oh, in so many ways. How about 1 Corinthians 1:9? God is faithful through whom you were called into fellowship with the Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. You might think, am I really going to experience salvation? Well, salvation is being called into fellowship with his Son. And God is faithful. And so if God works in a person's life for salvation, we can be confident that that person's truly a believer. The Bible says God is faithful. You might say, well, but how do I know God will forgive all of my sin? Because he's faithful. 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, he's faithful and righteous to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And so we can be confident that my sin is forgiven, not because I'm faithful, but because God is faithful. You might say, well, here I am a Christian, and I struggle with sin in great ways. What do I do with all of these struggles against my flesh? You rejoice that God is faithful. 1 Corinthians 10:13, no temptation has overtaken you, but such as is common to man, and God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you're able, but with the temptation will provide the way of escape also that you will be able to endure it. He will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you're able. I will never face a temptation that is 100% impossible to resist. No doubt many temptations are very, very hard, but God faithfully promises us we'll never face one where we have to say, don't even try to fight because it's just a waste of time. God is faithful. You say, well, but what about Satan and his demons? What do you do with that? I just reflect on the reality that God is faithful. 2 Thessalonians 3:3, the Lord is faithful, and he will strengthen and protect you from the evil one. God generically protects us from evil. God specifically protects us from the evil one, and God is faithful to do that. That's a wonderful thing. You say, but I struggle with my faith. God is faithful. 2 Timothy chapter 2, 11 through 13. It is a trustworthy statement. For if we died with him, we also live with him. If we endure, we'll also reign with him. If we deny him, he will also deny us. We know that. If we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself. So let's just kind of, you know, different ways to take this maybe. So if we deny him, he will also deny us. And that is true of a person who doesn't put faith in Christ. For a person who does put faith in Christ, there are times where we would confess we lack faith, not that we're not followers of Christ, but we struggle. If we are faithless, he remains faithful. He cannot deny himself. Our salvation is not grounded in the reality that somehow I will be faithful, but it's God is faithful to us. And that is a great comfort. So when we think about God's faithfulness, Hebrews 10:23, let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. And God is faithful to his people. It is a great source of comfort and encouragement. And if you're ever wondering, Greg, am I actually going to persevere in my faith? Am I going to make it? Am I going to be a person who ends up with Christ in heaven? The answer is not yes based on your faithfulness, but again, based on God's faithfulness. 1 Thessalonians 5:23 and 4 says this, "May the God of peace himself sanctify you entirely, and may your spirit and soul and body be preserved complete without blame at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ." And if there's something in you that says, yeah, I want that to happen, but I'm not even sure I'm going to make it, just read the next verse, verse 24. "Faithful is he who calls you, and he also will bring it to pass." You know, I've had more than a few people say to me, not recently, not since we began Hebrews, that, you know, I'm not sure I like this doctrine of the perseverance of the saints. It's like it's up to me to keep believing and to stay saved. And if I then stop, then I'll lose my salvation. No, the doctrine of the perseverance of the saints is not that you have to keep believing to stay saved. It's that a true follower of Christ will be preserved in his faith. And it's by God's grace that a person will continue to believe. Why? Because faithful is he who calls you, and he will also bring it to pass. You've heard me say this before. If I could lose my salvation, guys, I would. There is nothing I can do completely well. I fail to some degree at everything. But faithful is he who calls you, and he also will bring it to pass. Praise the Lord that he's faithful. It is a great comfort to his people. We might get excited about Old Faithful, right? The geyser that goes up and people come from all over the country, I imagine all over the world, to watch something that's roughly 90% faithful. I am thankful that we serve a Lord who's 100% faithful, and I hope that's encouraged you tonight. Let's pray.